found me! Oh, 20,000 mirrors, and you picked the right one! Congratulations! Wait, you didn't really win anything, but wait! Don't run away. Please. I haven't seen another human being in so long. Please! I promise I'm real. It wasn't just that second slice of pizza that you had. Besides, I doubt your imagination has ever thought up of someone as cute as me before. Do you like my short little skirt and knee-high stockings? Aren't they just darling? No, I'm not trying to trick you. I'm just trying to get you to stay. Pretty please? You've got to be tired of staring at your own reflection. Why not try looking at a pretty girl for a bit? One who is totally not trying to do anything naughty. Pinky swear. Or at least I would if I weren't trapped in a mirror. High five instead? Oh. Well, I guess that kind of worked. Do you trust me now? 'Cause I kind of need your help. Yeah, if you don't mind, I could use some advice in selecting a new retirement plan. I'm kidding, silly. I need help getting out of this mirror. Fine, I'll tell you the whole story first. See about. Oh, jeez. Has it been a year? It must have been by now. Oh, that's sad. So, yeah, about a year ago, I went to the same carnival with my boyfriend. Now, my very ex-boyfriend, and we decided that it would be fun to go inside the Hall of Mirrors, too. Except we had no idea how big it was and wound up getting lost. Oh, for real. Let me guess, you did too? I'm not surprised. I figured that you probably came here with friends. Don't worry, we'll find them once I get out. Oh, I guess I should probably explain more first, huh? Well, you see, we kept getting more and more lost. Then we started arguing about stupid stuff. My boyfriend kept saying that he thought my skirt was too short. It was so annoying. He kept gripping me about how people kept staring at me. Like, I care. I wear what makes me feel good. I kept trying to tell him that, but he wouldn't shut up, and finally it got to be too much. I broke up with him right in the exact place that you're standing now. And let's just say that he didn't take it well. Somehow he neglected to mention during our stupid relationship that he was some sort of shitty warlock, which I know sounds totally unbelievable, but hello? I'm trapped in a mirror. Do you really need any more proof? Yeah, he's the worst. He even made it so that I can't climb out by myself. No, you don't have to find a key or anything. What do you think this is, freaking Harry Potter? It's way worse than that. Because he's a misogynistic prick, he made it so only someone's rock-hard cock could break the spell. What a dick. He definitely knew what he was doing. Oh, he wanted me to rely on some random-ass penis haver for help. But he wanted to teach me that I needed someone like him to put me in my place. Ugh. Sorry, it's not your fault. I promise, I don't think you're anything like him. You probably think my outfit is cute, right? And that it's okay for me to wear whatever I want? Thank you. It's nice to know that someone is on my side. So, would you mind helping a girl out? I hate to ask, but I really want to get out of this mirror. Yes, I knew you'd understand. Yes, I knew that you would understand. Okay, do you need some help getting hard? No, it's fine. I don't mind. You're doing me a favor. Besides, I think you're pretty cute too. I don't mind dancing a little for you, and this skirt is short enough that it makes bending pretty fun. If you don't mind checking out my ass, and oh, it is so fun to shake. You like that, don't you? I wonder if I play it a little with my breasts. Just to tease you. Or I could talk about how much I would like that thick, delicious cock inside of me. Fucking me until I can't stand it anymore. And wouldn't that be fun? Well, then stick your cock inside the mirror and let's have some fun. Oh, it won't turn into a key yet. The magic is too deep. I think we'll need for you to come for that. But don't worry, I've got a few methods for getting it. After all, there's a reason that bastard stayed with me for so long. And one of them was my fingers, which I assure you are well trained in the art of pleasure. And they are so eager to make that thick cock happy. Mind if I touch it, sweetheart? And just run it gently in my palm as I feel it start to grow. Take all the time you need, honey. I've been trapped in here for over a year. I'm happy to play for as long as you like. And I really do enjoy running my hand over and over your cock. Has it been a while for you too? Relax, I don't judge. At least you'll have a better story to tell those friends of yours now. Of course, they might not believe you, but that's part of the fun. And I hope that the throbbing pleasure of your cock is pretty unbelievable, too. I bet it can do more, though. May I please kiss it? I thought you might like that. Oh no, sweetheart. I'm not stopping with just one. I want to kiss every inch of it. After all, I need to make sure it's tasty before I stick it in my mouth, don't I? How would you like that? Well then, just let me get down onto my knees and open my mouth nice and wide. Push yourself right against the mirror. Take all of it in. Trust me, my mouth can handle it. And it tastes so good. Way better than you ever did. I want your cock. I've been without a cock for so very long. I need it. And I want to taste it. I want to lick. And I need it in the back of my throat. To go deeper. Yes, and deep into the back of my throat. Please. Until I almost gag. Please, sir. Get the fuck out of this mirror. You want that too, don't you, sir? Or at the very least, I bet you want to come, don't you? Oh, do you want to come over my chest? Do you want to paint my chest with your cum? Or do you want something else? I don't mind at all, babe. It's been way too long since I've had the touch of a man, and I want to enjoy every second of it. So let's have some fun. How do you feel about anal? Because I kind of feel like this mirror was made for it. See, I don't even need to get undressed. I can just slip off these lacy panties and bend back over. I bet you love this ass, don't you? Well then, you might as well enjoy it. Stick your cock into me and fill me up. Oh. Oh, that's it. Oh, that feels even better inside me. But I need you to give me more. Fuck me hard. I want you to make my ass bounce for you. Oh, you deserve to enjoy this outfit on me. Just like my ex never did. Fun fact, you could never make me come either. Oh, oh, fuck. You're already getting me close. Hold back harder. Oh, fuck me harder. Force me to give up. I want you so badly. I don't even care about the mirror anymore. I just need you. Please. More. Please, more. Please, more, sir. I need more. I know you want it. And I want it too. But I need more. The glass has to be weak now. We're so close. Try spanking me. Yes, I mean it, please. I want to feel your touch. I want to feel you. I want to feel your touch. Just to know that you're real. Oh, yes. It hurts, but it feels so good. Oh, on the other side of that mirror, you're about to fill my ass with your amazing cum. Oh, my arms are sore. My panties are twisted around my ankles. But fuck it, I don't care. I need you to fill me up and give me everything because I'm so close to you. I'm so close to you. And I really want to come with you. Please. Please let me come with you. Please, please, please. Yes, that feels so good. Yes, please. Oh, yes, yes, please. Please, sir. Please, sir, please let me come with you. Please. Please. Did the glass just break? That was amazing. Yes. You're definitely a step above my ex. A step above most guys I've been with, if I'm being honest. And I realize that that whole experience was beyond weird. But how do you feel about introducing me to your friends and just telling them we made out in the maze? I mean, it's not technically a lie. Great, then lead the way. And once we're done, I think I have a few more holes that you can fill.